We're hearing that a peacekeeping base could be re-established in Yei. What more do you have on that?
Yes, that's right. The UN is exploring the option of re-establishing a peacekeeping base in the conflict-ridden region of Yei. That's in the south of the country. The special representative of the Secretary-General and the head of UNMISS, David Shearer, visited Yei on Thursday to assess the need for a base in the area, which is continuing to experience violence and human rights abuses, including murder, rape, torture and looting. Political leaders, religious and community groups are urging the UN to provide protection for civilians who are unable to travel beyond the town itself because of ambushes and ongoing violence. Now, David Shearer said there were conditions that needed to be met before a base could be established. That includes the cooperation of local authorities, a genuinely inclusive grassroots peace process, and guaranteed access for peacekeepers to enable regular patrols to outlying areas. I will, of course, keep you updated on any developments in this very important story.
The UNMISS chief has been speaking to the media on other matters too. What did he say?
Yes, Mr. Shearer held a press conference on Wednesday. He talked in detail about President Kiir's Independence Day speech, as well as the situation in Pagak and Torit. The UNMISS chief said he was heartened by the tone of the speech and the president's conviction that war is not an option to bring peace back to this country. The UNMISS position, as you know, Sebit William, has always been in support of a political solution and not a military one. And Mr. Shearer expressed the view that the president's assessment of the humanitarian, economic and security situation in the country was indeed accurate. He welcomed the president's directives to allow unhindered access for the delivery of all humanitarian assistance to citizens in need across the country, and said the UN will take him on his word on that. He said he agreed with the president as well that economic output, especially agriculture, must increase in order to help improve the economy. He said for that to happen, however, the security situation in rural areas has to improve to allow people to return and tend to their crops. Now, this is one reason why UNMISS has stepped up its patrols deep into the field in order to help provide the confidence for people to go home, he said.
What did he say about Pagak?
Pagak, as you know, is in the Upper Nile region. It's a town of around 17,000 people. It's also a stronghold of the IO opposition forces. Mr. Shearer expressed deep concern about the situation there, where at least 25 aid workers have been forced to relocate due to the growing insecurity. Reports say that government forces are advancing on Pagak from the north. He pointed out that the IOM, the UN International Organization for Migration, had registered 5,000 people from the area north of Pagak before they pass into Ethiopia as refugees. Now, they're, of course, fleeing that advance of troops. The UNMISS chief further noted that while it's not clear which side began the fighting, the military advance by the SPLA is not in the spirit of the unilateral ceasefire declared by the government in May of this year.
And what about Torit?
Mr. Shearer expressed particular concern about the situation in Torit, where government and opposition forces had taken up battle positions on either side of an orphanage just outside the town. And I know this is something that Radio Moriah has been following very closely this week. The orphanage, as you probably heard, is home to about 250 children and their carers. And Mr. Shearer said that it was unacceptable that those people found themselves in no man's land between the warring parties. UNMISS had asked for access to the orphanage, but locally on the ground, this had been denied on numerous occasions.
You went to Torit on Thursday. What's the latest?
That's right. I travelled with the deputy head of the mission, Mustafa Sumare, who went there to talk about the peace process, the national dialogue, and of course, to get an update on the orphanage. In a meeting with the governor of Imatong State, we heard that forces from both sides had withdrawn and that classes there had resumed. Patrol by UN peacekeepers managed to reach the orphanage actually on Wednesday and had stayed an hour. It reported seeing no soldiers in the proximity. So obviously that's very, very good news.
How did the rest of the deputy chief's mission go?
Mr. Sumari was there to talk to a wide range of people, women's and religious groups, as well as the government, to hear about peace efforts in Imatong State, which, as you know, is in the southeast of the country. And I think he came away with a positive impression. He praised what he called the commitment to peace displayed by the governor of Imatong State. He added that he did have some tough discussions with the governor and his team about the build-up of forces in and around Turret and the key role the governor should play in de-escalating the situation.
And Mr. Samori also spoke about the national dialogue.
Yes, he did, Sebit William. He said the government had shown its commitment to the national dialogue process by providing 2.4 billion South Sudanese pounds from the budget. He explained how the UN is supporting the dialogue through engagement on a number of different levels. He added, however, that the national dialogue is a South Sudanese-led process and that for it to be successful, it needs to be inclusive and open to all people who want to participate, and it has to be transparent and truly representative of all people in South Sudan. It's hoped, of course, the national dialogue will provide a path back into the peace process.
How important is the national dialogue?
Well, it's very important, and I think it's being taken very seriously. Certainly in Turret, the groups Mr. Sumari met all said that they were ready for the dialogue, but were waiting to hear more from Juba. It's also worth mentioning that UNMISS is doing a huge amount in Turret outside the national dialogue process in terms of getting communities together to talk about their differences and the challenges they face. So many of the people in Turret who we met praised the Civil Affairs Division of UNMISS for various peace dialogues it's arranged, which have helped people to meet and better understand each other. So CAD, as we call the division, has brought together pastoralists and farmers to talk about access to land. It's worked with the military and civil society to discuss how they can work together more effectively. And it's worked with communities which have been devastated by conflict, including in Pajok and Kajokeji.
And Mongolian peacekeepers have been busy in Bentiu again, haven't they?
Absolutely. Mongolian peacekeepers in Bentiu responded with force to an attempt by uniformed men to abduct three internally displaced people working on their farms close to the UN base in Bentiu. The deputy commander of Sector North Forward at Bentiu, Colonel Gaurav Baga, said two armed men in military uniform approached five or six internally displaced people working on land close to the southern gate of the protection of civilian sites at Bentiu. The men began harassing the workers, and there was a brief animated argument before they tried to abduct three of them. The Mongolian forces at the base were sent to intervene, and after a heated debate, the armed men left the scene and headed for nearby bush. Colonel Bagger reports that they started firing indiscriminately at the Mongolian peacekeepers as they disappeared into the bush, and the Mongolians responded with shots into the air. This is the second time this year that Mongolian peacekeepers have intervened to save IDPs who are being harassed in this way.